Welcome to Nevada News Mags. On the program today, we're going to talk about a Brazilian trade mission that came through Las Vegas and Reno with Charles McNeely, former city manager of the city of Reno, and also Luiz Paulo Veloso Lucas and Ladiani Milanese Pena. Plus on our Power Pundit panel, only one, but she's a great one, Marsha Burke-Bigler. It's all coming up next on our all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Does your business deserve the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have three guests with us. Charles McNeely is the president of MCE Solutions. He was also former city manager of Reno and did incredible things while he was city manager. Ladiani Milanese Pena is an international trader and manager with Milanese. Yes. And we also have Luiz Paulo Veloso Lucas. My Portuguese is not that good. He's the CEO of Bandus. Pleasure to have you all here, and I want to just point out right away that I'm involved with this group, this trade mission. I want to start with you, Charles. So you put together this Brazilian trade mission. Mm-hmm. This is a function normally done by governments. Governor Sandoval, for example, has traveled way around the world in leading trade missions. Why a private trade mission? Why Brazil?
Well, obviously, from my standpoint, I have had a long history with Brazil. I've known Luiz Paulo for 15 or so years. But it's always been an emerging market, an important market. It is one of the largest trading partners with the U.S., so it was an easy decision having had those connections over the years and looking at many of the opportunities that Brazil presents to the U.S. And Luiz Paulo and I talked about some of those opportunities and felt it would be a great project to initiate part of their international trade effort to start here in the U.S.
And so you're in the banking industry, but you've also been in politics. You've been a city mayor. You've been in federal government. What was it that appealed to you? Because a lot of South American business comes through Miami rather than coming through the western part of the United States. Why Nevada and this mission is also going to California?
I think that United States must know Espírito Santo. It's a very small state close to Rio. Next year in the Olympics, Sam, you must go there and see Vitória.
We're working on it.
Vitória is the capital. I was mayor. And Espírito Santo is a very nice state, and we have a very diversified economy. And that we want to do something different, not going to Florida, but to the West Coast. And since I'm a good friend of Charles McNeely, we made this partnership Bundes is the development bank of the state. We organized with him, with his assistant, this trip, this mission, to encourage the Brazilian businessmen to do business here. We think it is a very good opportunity for both sides.
And what's interesting is, in one way, is that the economy of Brazil is not in great shape right now. And so
for
people that want to purchase things from Brazil, this is a great time to do it because of the exchange rate.
It is the best time to know Brazil, to make business with Brazilians, and to know Espírito Santo. You'll be delighted because we have almost everything Rio has, and we are small. Mm-hmm. We're not a mega city. And we're a port, we have a steel company, pulp and paper, lots of culture, lots of natural beauty. We try to encourage the relationship with the West Coast, California and Nevada.
Lariani, your company deals with granite. It's a huge company. You have 6 granite quarries, as I understand it. What was your interest in being involved with this trade mission?
This trade mission, it's very important to us to increase our partnership with the U.S. market. We have been here in the U.S. market for 15 years. We are a family company. So this, it's a huge opportunity to increase our business, to open more doors at the U.S. market. We have a huge quality. We have a huge know-how to lead the U.S. market. So this has been a huge chance to open new doors. We are a partnership for the Bundes for a long time since we opened the quarry.
It's one of the greatest spots in the world for marble and granite production.
We are the 33rd biggest company in Brazil who export granites and marbles to U.S. market.
For a long time, people thought that Italian marble and granite was the best, but that's... You say it's no longer the case.
Yeah, Italy only has marble quarries. So all the granites that Italy sells over the world are from Brazil. Brazil, Africa, because they don't have what granites in Italy. They buy over the world. And what happened in this last 8 years with some government arrangements, it's Brazilians start bringing all the technology to Italy from Brazil. So now we have the best qualities, all the best Italian machines that you find in Italy, you also find in Brazil.
Charles, it's been interesting, as I said, being a part of this trade mission, that you've gone out and reached out to all kinds of companies that people might not think about. Mm-hmm. For example, you had meetings with Wynn and with Caesars in terms, because they have a need for the products from Brazil.
Absolutely. And part
if,
of
if they want that, if they want
if they want it. And part of what, you know, we've talked about here in working with Louis Ballo and the companies like Agionics Company is clearly it is about a trade mission. The introduction of their products, as well as the governmental agencies there, to be able to open doors to the West. And I think that's critical to us. It's critical to Nevadans. It's critical to Californians. But the other side of that is this is much more than a trade mission. It is about establishing a long-term partnership. And so part of that is direct connections with businesses, but also governmental leaders and others, because we want to be here for the long haul. They want to be here for the long haul. It's one thing to have a product, and they have excellent products, as Lajiani says, but it's much more important also to build those relationships. And not only for them marketing products, but they're also in the business of buying American products. And so they have medical equipment that they are looking for, and we're making contacts with American companies about that. There are solar companies that are very interested in partnering with U.S. solar companies for investment and
That's
marketing
right.
in Brazil. So when we say a partnership, that partnership goes both ways. It's not simply about the introduction of Brazilian products, which we do, but it's also about the acquisition of American products, because in the end, that helps both countries.
All right, let's take a break. More on this topic when we come back.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Looking for help saving energy and money? Soon, new options from NV Energy will help you do both. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation about this Brazilian trade mission, a historic mission because normally these are not done by private people, with Charles McNeely, Luis Paulo Veloso Lucas, and Ladiane Malanzi Pena. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Luis Paulo, was that there was tremendous excitement in the room when Charles announced that this is going to be a mission from the United States going to Brazil next year.
Yes.
What would this mean?
I will ask your permission.
Of course.
To invite everybody who is watching our program to be in Brazil next year, because with the Olympics in Rio, it will be a great opportunity. And anyone that comes in this mission before, 1 month before the Olympics in Rio, will be welcomed by the governor. I'm giving this announcement here, Charles.
Yes.
And you are guests in Brazil and in Vitória next year. You have to taste our local food, the moqueca. It is our special dish. It is a very ancient Indian recipe. In mud pans, and Charles knows that he's been there.
Oh, yes, very well.
It's very locally.
Okay, so Ladiane, and I'm going to hopefully get a chance to try this before the end of the week.
Yeah.
But Ladiane, it was interesting in talking to you. You know, in our house, we want to do things with granite and marble. And when we were bringing up various topics, you got very animated and said, well, that's fine, but we have much better stuff. What is the quality level of the product that you guys are producing?
The quality level in Brazil is the best of all. 19% of the companies for the Brazilian granites are in Espírito Santo. So we have all kind of colors. If I'm not wrong, more than 100 different colors and different kind of stones. We produce around 15 different colors. But Brazil is a very rich country for minerals. All kind of. So quality in Brazil is one of the best of the world, because nowadays we have a very carefully treatment with the people eyes. So the quality is amazing. It's amazing. It's compared for one of the best of the world.
So Charles, where do you think this is going? Because this is not a short-term play for you, as you were saying earlier. This is something that's going to play out over the years.
Yes. And I expect this to grow. If I can come back for a moment to the planned visit back to Brazil, I think that's critically important to for people to understand who are watching your show. Because, as I said, this is a long-term venture. It's not something that, as oftentimes you will find, a trade mission, people come over, they'll meet a company, maybe something happens, maybe it doesn't, but they go back to the country, and that's the end of it. What we are really looking for, as I said, a long-term relationship and partnership with people. But you know, I run into so many people who have never been to Brazil.
They aren't aware of the many business opportunities, the many cultural amenities that the country has, and particularly Espiritu Santo. So this will provide those business, number one, who've always had an interest in going to Brazil, but maybe never quite could get there for whatever reason. And maybe they didn't have the relationships, the contacts to do that, but they were interested in Brazil. And there are other businesses who maybe think about Brazil and say, well, gee, I don't know, because I don't know the opportunities that well. So this gives them an opportunity to go find out more about it. And then they can look and say, well, yeah, this is a good place for me to do business. And then there are other businesses and individuals who simply want to get to know Brazil that may turn into something else for them later on down the road. And so this will be organized so that they will get an opportunity to spend time there. Said if they want to go to the Olympics, that's making that part of the trip. But we want to have that direct communication with businesses on the ground in Espírito Santo. We also want to have the exposure, because it will be both a business-to-business trip, but it also will be a cultural trip as well. And so they will get a chance to taste the quality of life of Brazil and Espírito Santo.
One of the things that surprised me was, you know, things that are needed by Brazil. For example, vaccines.
That's right.
They are looking to buy, and things like flu vaccines.
That's right. That's right. We have in our mission a company, a large company, who provides vaccines for all the country and has a global sourcing, and it buys vaccines from everywhere in the world to supply the national health system. But we want also partnerships in education, in high-level education, universities.
Right, so you're meeting with UNLV, you're meeting UNR, you're meeting with the University of Southern California.
And we are very interested in internet business also. These startups, we have our bank, finance, and we have private equity operations with new companies that are getting in this very new world of internet business. We were very excited about all the possibilities. Of course, California and Nevada is the head of the world business in internet. Mm-hmm. We have in Vitória, in Espírito Santo, a new companies coming in, and we have universities, and we have all this youth urging to produce and to be entrepreneurs in this new world.
Yeah. Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. Congratulations to all of you, and it's fun to be a part of it.
And thank you, Sam.
We'll see more of this Brazilian trade mission over the coming years. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising healthcare costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%
of our healthcare spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising healthcare costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
I gotta make payroll and buy supplies too. Got checks in hand and I don't know what to do. Days and weeks are just too long to wait. I got the cash flow.
If your small business can't wait days or even weeks to access your deposits, bring those personal or business checks into Check City and get cash in minutes.
It's a cure for the cash flow. Check City, baby.
If you have Medicare, I have three things you'll want to hear. There's an all-in-one Medicare Advantage plan from Humana. It includes Medicare Part D prescription drug coverage, and it may save you money in so many ways. It's all in this book, and it's yours free just for calling. You'll see all the ways the plan might save you money, even on prescription drugs.
In fact, Humana Medicare Advantage members saved, on average, nearly $5,000 on their prescription costs last year. And you get all this coverage with an affordable monthly plan premium, and in some areas, no plan premium. Even if you've looked at Humana before, you need to take another look at this plan.
We'll send you the decision guide absolutely free, in a slightly smaller size, of course. Discover the all-in-one Medicare Advantage plan that could cut your costs and cover your prescriptions.
call 1-800-552-2942.
Or go to HumanaBigBook.com. The savings are too big to miss.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great power pundit, but with one pundit, and that's Marcia Burke Bigler. She's the Washoe County Commissioner. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And you are the chair. In a program that's going to air tomorrow, Aaron West, who's the CEO of Nevada Builders, talks about technical training. And what are your thoughts on that? Because you got to hear the interview. But he was talking that there is a great lack of training places for these folks, and yet we're going to need so many of them.
We spend a lot of time focusing our children on going to college, and not every child is college material because they choose not to be.
Me included.
I have a beautiful, brilliant granddaughter who wants to be a cage fighter.
Have her call Gina Carano.
Hopefully she'll outgrow that, but she's going to college, but she's going to college more under protest than anything else. But I just think that we need to think about jobs that are not necessarily college-oriented jobs. But we have to look at the broader picture, because we have way too much growth coming in here right now that we just can't sit back and not have construction people. We have to have them.
Well, and I think the other thing, too, is that these are job opportunities for Nevadans. A lot of these deals that are being struck, the governor and the legislature are making sure that a certain percentage of Nevadans have to be employed on these jobs, and they can't just be people that move here from somewhere else and
that's
become
correct.
Residents. These are jobs for the children and grandchildren.
And that's part of the way that they get the special cuts or tax breaks or whatever it is they're getting for their particular business that's coming in. And certainly that's the way they do it. The governor is, that's one of the restrictions the governor has put on them, is that you must employ a certain number of Nevadans. Well, that's terrific, except now our unemployment rate in Washoe County is like 3% or 4%, something very low. And from Washoe County's growth perspective, we don't really have a whole lot of people. And so will some of those jobs will be filled, but they'll be filled by people who already have jobs elsewhere. You know, that's really kind of where we have to look at the number of people who are going to come in and the kids who are starting to get out of college, and maybe they've got a political science degree or maybe they've got an IT degree, but, you know, ultimately they may end up doing something entirely different.
Now, you've raised an interesting point, which is that, you know, unemployment numbers in Nevada are going down, and they're going to continue to go down dramatically over the next couple of years.
Yes.
Once you get to below 3%, that's virtually no unemployment, zero unemployment,
that's
which
correct.
Then becomes inflationary.
That's
because
correct.
People's wages will go up because everybody's going to be fighting over everybody.
Well, and I think that's already happening. I know several people who, for instance, work in IT, and they're getting telephone calls regularly from new companies that are moving in. I have a friend who just was the first IT person to be hired by Tesla. From here, a local guy. And he was hired with not just the only one, there was a group of them, but very exciting. And he was working for another company, had been working for a company for some time, and he got this job with Tesla, making considerably more money than he was making before. So, of course, he was going to take it.
Your thoughts on, the finalization now of the El Dorado properties now all being consolidated. So MGM has given up their half share in Silver Legacy and Circus Circus. And so now the Carano's control over 4,000 rooms in downtown Reno. What does that say to you?
Historically, the Carano's have done an excellent job with their hotel. I mean, the El Dorado is an above board facility, always has been. The food's fabulous. The rooms are great. They've done a good job of keeping it up and, you know, modernized and bringing in programs that I think everybody likes. So I think it bodes well for downtown Reno. I don't believe that gaming is ever going to be everything to the state of Nevada anymore. And I've thought that for a while, as you well know, you and I've
sure.
discussed it before. But it's always going to be a part of us. And so since it's always going to be a part of us, let's see what we can do to make it a good part. And they've done a good job with the El Dorado, and I think they will do a good job with all three facilities once they pull them all together.
The Reno Convention Authority removed its leader not too long ago. There's an interim leader in there and a person of substance there, but who doesn't want the actual job.
Right.
What do you think we should be looking for in terms of the next leader of the Reno Sparks Convention Authority?
I think it has to be somebody who understands gaming-based tourism and tourism alone. And not only that, but also understands, you know, what the dynamics of this community is. we for years have called ourselves the gateway to Lake Tahoe. So if we are the gateway to Lake Tahoe, let's tie Lake Tahoe into what we're doing here down here. And I'm not sure that that has been done well in the past. I think we use the pictures, but a lot of times what I've seen with the IRCDA is just pictures of downtown gaming properties. I think we are much more beneficial if we really show the broad base of interests from a tourism perspective that we have in this community. Pyramid Lake and great fishing, if you happen to be into great fishing. We have some beautiful hiking and biking areas that should be targeted. So I just think that we need to broaden the picture, and that's the kind of person I think we need in here, who has a broad perspective of tourism and entertainment, not just a very narrow focused.
And we have Cabela's and we have Shields.
Yes,
to
we
accommodate
do.
All those people that would like to be doing all those outdoor things. With winter already in full force in northern Nevada.
Yes, it is.
Are you optimistic now?
It's amazing how much is up there.
Brief answer here.
Incline Village is part of my district, and I've been up there after the last snow, and there was significant snow on the hill going over already, so it's great.
It's awesome. Maybe one day the drought will be over.
Hallelujah.
We'll be right back.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Fact. Advil pain relievers are used by more households than any other leading brand. To treat their aches and pains, more people reach for Advil. Relief doesn't get any better than this. Advil.
It's here, the first gummy multivitamin from Centrum. A complete, tasty way to support your energy, immunity, and metabolism like never before. Centrum Multigummies. See gummies in a whole new light.
These days, everything's smart. Phones, cars, even TVs. Now's the time to get the smartest TV, internet, and voice services for your home at $29.99 a month each. The Spectrum Triple Play. Call 844-885-2999. Why is the Spectrum Triple Play so smart? You get all your favorite HD channels free. And all your primetime shows are free on demand so you can watch instantly. Spectrum TV for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. Get the fastest internet at 60 megabits per second with no data caps. That's 20 times faster than DSL. With a free internet modem and bandwidth to support all those smart devices in your home. Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-885-2999. With Spectrum Voice, enjoy unlimited nationwide calling with no hidden taxes or fees like the phone companies charge you. All for a great price with no contracts. Spectrum TV, Internet, and Voice for $29.99 a month each. Call 844-885-2999.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
On our next broadcast, Aaron West of Nevada Builders. We'll see you then.